Good evening. What a special and enjoyable night together. Some of us are members of Hershey Presbyterian Church, some members of Lebanon Valley Presbyterian Church and Church Plant, and some guests and friends. So we welcome all of you. It's a delight to be together on this Christmas Eve service. Also a special delight that it's the end of the Lord's Day and we can gather and sing the praises of the Lord together. A few announcements or instructions as we go through the service, and then Cisco's going to get up in a moment, Pastor Cisco, to start our service. But a few things. If you have a cell phone and are able, we ask you to silence it. What I do is I put it on airplane mode. We're heading to the heavenlies. So go ahead and put it in the airplane mode as we're ready to enter the portals of heaven. But also, if you're on call, just silence it. That'd be fine tonight. Stand or sit as the congregation does and as you're able. If it's more comfortable for you to remain seated, that's always fine. The bulletins are a bit short this evening, and perhaps if you can share with some next door beside you, we could free up a few for any latecomers, and that would be great. We do have a nursery, not because of that, Yasha, it was the next in the list. But we do have a nursery tonight. It's not being staffed, however. The room is open. You're free to use it. There's a changing table there if you need it, although you're responsible to care for your own children tonight at that moment. But you can feel free to use that. We're happy to have you do that. It's right over near where you came in the door. Two last things. There's candles that we'll use toward the end of the service if you're unfamiliar with our service. The one is for those who don't want open flames, and on the bottom there's a switch you can turn on and off. And the candles will be used, and we'll be lighting those in toward the end with the room dark and singing one of the carols as we remember that Christ is the light of the world. And as that spreads through, we remember that we are to take the message of the gospel to all the world. As you receive a flame, keep your candles vertical, and the person with the unlit candle can dip into the lit candle and as it's passed down the aisles. Last thing, on the table as you go out, there's some gifts from us tonight. We'd be happy and love for you to take any of those. Some Gospels, the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Matthew. One by Rebecca McLaughlin called Is Christmas Unbelievable? If you're new to the Christmas story and you have questions about whether it's true, that's a good little book. Or one by Rico Tice called So This Is Christmas. Please take them, use them, and we're glad you're here with us tonight.
Beloved in Christ, this Christmas Eve, let us find delight in hearing again the message of the angels. In heart and mind, go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Let us read and mark in Holy Scripture of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience to the glorious redemption brought us by this Holy Child. Let us make this place glad with the carols of praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We're kicking off the joyful part here. From the prophet Micah. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is of old, from ancient of days.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 to 15 and 17 to 19. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return."
With Mary, we Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will...
Let's get the mic right close to you.
Oh. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 9, 2, 6 through 7. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of its hosts will do this.
Let us prepare our hearts to go before the Lord in prayer this evening, praying for our world, our nation, and for each other. Let's pray. We pray tonight for the needs of this whole world, for peace and goodwill over all the earth, for peace, purity, and love within the church he came to build. In particular, we pray tonight for our nation, our Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, all those governing, residing, or this night visiting in Dauphin and Lebanon counties, along with the ongoing work of the Presbyterian Church in America, her churches, missionaries, and partners in ministry throughout the world. At this time, we also remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold and the hungry, the abused, the exploited, and the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, and them that mourn, the lonely, the isolated, and those unloved, the elderly and the little children, those retired ministers and their widows who have served the gospel throughout life, all who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his Holy Spirit. Lastly, we give thanks to God for all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in our Lord Jesus we forevermore are one. These prayers and praises we humbly offer up to you, our Father, in Jesus' name. And we sum up all our prayers, praying in the words which our Lord Jesus Christ himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
From Isaiah chapter 11, 1 through 9. The prophet foretells the character and reign of the Savior. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And this delight shall be in the fear of, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters covers the sea.
Sing, oh. From Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration where Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Continuing in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Thanks be to God. Amen. What is the best gift you've ever received or ever given? I remember as a youth, on that night of that Christmas morn one day, my parents gave me a present. I took it, thankfully. I opened it. And there it was, a soft case guitar case. That was pretty exciting. I was very happy for it. One problem is, I didn't have a guitar. And I was a little confused by the gift until they said, oh, we meant to give you that one first. And they pointed over to a larger, more appropriate size present, a new guitar. Giving and receiving gifts is a lot of fun. I enjoy that Christmas and that holiday tradition. Do you find joy when you give gifts to others? Planning, preparing, making something special that you will then give to someone you care about? I know I do. As a parent, I couldn't wait to give this or that gift to one of my children, knowing how much they needed it or would appreciate it or enjoy the gift that I had designed and planned for them. And when you have several gifts to give people, maybe tomorrow you have several gifts you're going to give to someone, and do you, like I do, save the best gift, the greatest one to the end? And you give them, you know, this or that, and they're happy, but then you know all along there's this awesome gift you're ready to give them that they're going to be amazed by, and you wait to the end, and you can't wait, and you're just full of joy because you're going to give it to them, and it will make their day. Tonight, we gather to celebrate a gift that God has given to the world, the best gift, His greatest gift, that after planning it for so long and preparing for the giving of it throughout the years, on the time had come that on the night of which we're celebrating tonight, He must have been full of joy. Heaven itself burst open with praise. I was thinking on the way over tonight, driving across Wood Road, it was fairly dark and you could see light here and there. I think, what would it have been like that night before electricity was invented, before the electric lights and the LED lights and the halogen lights and all the things we're used to. And suddenly in the darkness, this alien light shining and the joy of heaven singing. As the Father's greatest gift was given to the world, He must have been so full of joy. This year, during the four Sundays before Christmas, the four Sundays of Advent, the fourth Sunday being this morning, but during those four Sundays this year, we've been asking ourselves the question, what is it that we most need in life? Most need in life. And over these weeks, we've considered several important, deep needs that we all have. The need for freedom. The need for confidence in life. The need for peace or happiness. And the need for security. And tonight, as we celebrate that in giving the giving of this one gift, God has answered each one of those needs for us. Freedom to be who God has created us to be. Confidence that God loves us and will never stop loving us and will work good for us as we call on His name. Peace, that we will not be condemned but be welcomed into His everlasting fellowship. And security, that He will care for us, guard and guide us as our shepherd, both now and forever. The glorious message of this night is that this great gift from God was for our happiness, the one gift, and it has arrived. The time has come. And God's gift is Jesus, His coming into the world, the incarnation, the Word made flesh. And He has come into the world not to take from us, but to give himself to us. Come to give up his own freedom, to give up his own confidence before the Father, to give up his own peace, to give up his own security, to go to the cross in our place. He came into the world not to take life from us, but to give life to us, to lay down his life, to lay down his life for ours, so that we might live through him. He is the one gift who provides it all. Paul said it like that in 2 Corinthians. It's a letter in the New Testament, one of the apostles that wrote to one of the churches in that day. And he says, all the promises of God, every promise that God has ever made, find their yes in him. Yes, in Christ Jesus. And that is why through him we utter our amen. Our yes, it is so. So be it. We agree. We welcome it. We utter that to God for his glory. We heard the shepherds do that when they saw the birth, as they announced it to the shepherds. And tonight, we take up in the songs of this night, and we utter the amen to God and rejoice with them. Because God's gift is life-giving to all who receive it. That is what the Gospel of John says. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now that is a cause to rejoice. Will you join in that celebration tonight? Will you receive the freely given gift by faith, believing and singing, glory to God in the highest. Glory to the newborn King. Amen and amen.
Second birth, forth the herald angels sing.
In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. As we see the light of the candle spread throughout the dark room this evening, we are reminded of Jesus' words that he is indeed the light of the world, and he has called his followers to announce the message about him to the world so that all nations might come and worship him. As we sing Silent Night, you may also remain seated during the singing. Now, for all those who belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, receive his blessing upon you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.